opinions on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Nothing. Good evening and welcome to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim with the host. Co-host of the Ask Elle Show.
Did you say Hoco host?
That was an adventure. I'm sorry, guys.
I am Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Show, is what I'm saying. And we have with us
Lenny.
Welcome
back
to our co-host with the most, Coco, Lenny Matthews.
Thank you.
Nice to have you back.
We missed
you.
Good to have you back.
Thank you.
Good to have you back. Our phone number here at the station, if you'd like to call in, we'd like to hear from you, is 530-605-4567. You can also text Elle if you don't want to talk on the phone to us, that this number.
707-499-8999.
I got so used to it.
Three of you. Okay, thank you for that. Our sponsor, Tyler, is going to tell us about our sponsor tonight.
I am. Okay, all right, I'll do it. You know what I'm doing?
You did great.
I can do it.
Yeah.
K&S Staffing Solution is the source for your workforce. They have 5 locations in the United States, including one here on Bocelli Lane in Reading. They are the perfect company to match employers and employees in either direction. If you are looking for work, then I would go to K&S Staffing Solutions tomorrow morning and go check them out. Their phone number is 4517. Give them a call. They are the source for your workforce. Wasn't as smooth as last time, but
thank you.
I wasn't prepared.
Well, thank you, K&S Staffing, for our sponsorship. And tonight, Elle?
Yes.
What are we going to talk about tonight?
That's a good question. I think we're going to be all over the place tonight. The topic, I ran across this book, and it's been a while since I've read it, but I loved it. It's controversial, I think. But the topic is feminine and masculine energy in relationships. What I like about it is it doesn't necessarily have to apply. You can have, and her name's Patricia Allen if you want to look her up. But she does a lot on the need for the balance between feminine energy and masculine energy in relationships. And it doesn't necessarily mean that the masculine energy is the man, or that the feminine energy is the woman. It's not talking about male and female as much as it's talking about how does this energy show up in a relationship. And a lot of confusion happens in relationships because we may not necessarily know what our energy is going into a relationship and what it looks like you want to get out of that relationship based on how your energy is. Like, for example, someone may look at me in my work and what I do for work. I'm having to be decisive. I'm having to be in charge. I'm having to lead. And sometimes, maybe aggressive in those decisions. And that would look like masculine energy. So in my job, I have a lot of exertion. I'm decisive and I'm a leader. I'm in leadership in my job, but that's how I show up in my job. In a relationship, I show up very, or at least I want to show up very differently in a relationship. I want to be more passive in a relationship, softer, more joyous, more nurturing, and be the more sensual energy. So she makes the distinction between masculine energy and feminine energy in relationships. And again, just to note that masculine doesn't necessarily mean male. It's just an energy type. And feminine is an energy type because you do have a spectrum. You have women that may have more masculine desires in a relationship, or men that may be more feminine. So we're going to get into that a little bit. Hopefully I don't botch it up too much. It's a great book. Like I said, Patricia Allen's stuff is good. It's controversial, but interesting, nonetheless.
What's the book called?
It's Patricia Allen. She's got several books that she
has written. I'll see if I can
find
it. Yeah. Because I don't have that one. I don't have anything by her.
So I think the one that I pulled most of this information from is called Getting to I Do. And she talks to couples about understanding what it is that they're wanting out of a relationship going into it and how to determine what it is that you really want. And so, for example, Lenny, you're kind of squinting your eyes at me, so I feel like I need to do a better job explaining, but it's kind of hard to explain.
All.
Oh, good. Okay.
What I'm thinking is...
Please tell me.
I am not sure what energy I am now that I really think about it, especially in my late 60s, because I had to be this dynamic, self-sufficient, caretaking person. But in my heart, I hated that part. I did that for survival. But in my heart, what Lenny really wants and needs and desires and hopes for is to be loved and cared for and not to wear the pants.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's been a battle.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put those walls up and didn't allow that because I couldn't. I had to survive and take care of those around me. So I'm not sure, honestly.
Yeah. And she does talk about that. I probably won't do that justice, like I said earlier, but she does talk about women who have to step into masculine energy because of the positions that we've been put in or because we've been subjected to crisis and trauma. And so there's a lot of fear and anxiety. We have to take control of our lives in a masculine way where we're going to make sure that we're in control of what happens. We're
right.
in control of what the outcome is. We're the financial providers.
Right.
We can't dare rely on somebody
That's
for
correct.
That. And so that can put us in masculine energy, even if we're longing for that person, that masculine energy person. And I'm going to say that she defines masculine energy in a few ways, but here's some basic is that the masculine energy is the giver. I was surprised by that because I would think the feminine energy is the giver, and she said no.
Right.
Feminine energy, and I related to it, so it kind of resonated with me, and I thought if I did, maybe others do. The masculine energy is the giving energy. Masculine is giving. Masculine is protecting. Masculine is providing. Masculine is decisive. Masculine is leading, developing. A masculine energy person is a developer. They're going to develop whatever they get their hands on. If you're dating a masculine energy man, he's going to develop the land. He's going to develop the house. He's going to develop anything and make it better, including the people in his life. He's going to look at that person in his life and think, I want to pull this person into my plan. And aren't we going to be able to conquer great things together? And I'll show her how to do it. That I'll show her is that leadership quality. And so if you hear this description and in your heart you're going, oh, that's what I would love to have had, then you're probably feminine energy woman that's had to live in masculine energy to survive.
I was just going to say, you explained me, but I don't want to be that. Please.
Which?
I don't want to be the masculine,
right.
all that stuff. I'm tired. I want to be taken care of and loved.
Well, like you, the way you described the masculine energy is like wearing the pants.
Yeah.
From the family.
And she talks about, and again, so she talks about relationships where there's a lot of happy relationships that she talks about where the woman has a masculine energy, and we'll get into that throughout the show. We're going to kind of jump around on this topic and let it free flow, but right now I think we'll just draw a line under it here, get back to it, and take a break for commercial.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm on this road, I got my girl L. One time.
Good evening and welcome back to the Ask L Show. This is L.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask L Show. Lenny, stop that, Lenny.
She is grooving.
I don't know
there.
What she's doing over there.
Oh, my goodness. No, that's
she's
a new TikTok.
Telling us to be professional during the break. She's over here.
Yeah.
Go-go dancing.
Uh-huh. I didn't say we couldn't have a little fun, oh, all right. You know.
Well, where I was, I'm Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask L Show, and Lenny's back.
Lenny's
our co-host
back.
With the most...
So glad
Lenny
you're back.
Matthews.
You might have another crack at that.
Oh, and there's Tyler. I forgot Tyler.
You get another crack at that K&S.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm gonna do it better. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Tyler, our producer's in the back. Our phone number here is 530-605-4567. Call in. We'd like to hear from you. And if you don't want to talk on the phone, you can text Al on
877-499-8999.
Okay, and Tyler, you want Niner. To tell us about the tell everybody about our sponsor?
Absolutely. K&S Staffing Solutions is the source of your workforce. If you don't want to stress about finding a job, they are the perfect place to go. They have offices in Northern California, Reno. They have an office all the way over the East Coast in Florida and in Indiana. If you are an employer looking for an employee, they're the place. If you're an employee looking for an employer, they are also the place. K&S Staffing Solutions strives to find the right place for each person to work. They're just not going to give you any stress, and they're going to do exactly what you need them to do. Give them a call tomorrow morning at 530-605-4517. Thank you, K&S Staffing Solutions, for sponsoring our program.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
All right, so before the break, we were talking about masculine and feminine, sorry.
What did you say?
I said men and women. I meant masculine and feminine.
We are talking about men and women, and we are talking about masculine and feminine energy, and this is coming from Patricia Allen's work. She's kind of led the scene on this, and a lot of people have caught on to it, and I see a lot about this on different social media platforms. So tonight we're taking a whack at it. And Lenny, when we were on break, you brought up some really good points that I wanted you to reiterate because they were good. I'm sure if you're thinking them, a lot of other people are as well.
Well, I think one of the questions I asked you was, so if I'm getting this correctly, what you're trying to say is it's really important to figure out what your energy is, and it's not an easy question to answer. I mean, I thought I knew, but now that we're going over it and I'm going over the notes and I'm listening to you, I'm finding that I have been a masculine energy pretty much all my life, but my heart isn't in it. So we need to figure out what energy we really embrace before we can go out and have a successful relationship. We need to know who we are, and we need to love that and accept it, number one, and not try and be what somebody else wants us to be, and then go find your match. Then your picker won't be broke.
It
makes sense.
She brings that very point. So I love that you brought that up, because she emphasizes that a lot in the beginning of her book, understanding what your energy type is. And it can get very confusing depending upon how we were raised, our culture,
survival,
what we've been through. So what we've needed to do to get through. And so she talks about, let's just say, for example, for a woman, if a woman was raised in a family where the father is an alcoholic or workaholic or some kind of holic or narcissistic, then what is going to happen in that family is that man is quite often going to expect his feelings to be cherished and honored over everybody else's feelings. And yes, that is not masculine energy. Masculine energy is the one cherishing the other person's feelings. That's that protective, cherishing. Masculine energy is putting the other person's feelings above their own feelings. They naturally want to help you feel better. That's what the masculine energy wants to do, is help you feel better. And so if a woman is raised in a confusing environment like that, then what she's had to do is she's had to rise into that place of taking care of the father's feelings or the narcissist.
Gotcha.
The narcissistic man wants to be respected and be cherished and literally wants off the hook for everything. He doesn't want to be held accountable for anything. And so that can get super confusing.
What kind of energy does he have?
The narcissist?
Yeah.
Chaotic. It's called chaotic energy.
So it's not feminine energy?
It's both.
It's both.
He's wanting to...
It's selfish,
and it's toxic because he's saying, pay attention to my needs, you meet my needs, you take care of my needs, while at the same time, you need to respect me. So that is chaotic energy, and that creates a lot of mixed signals for the woman. And I can speak to this because this is what I was raised with. I was raised with my father was an alcoholic, and it was very chaotic. He wanted to be taken care of and also wanted to be respected, and we couldn't do either.
Right.
So I had no idea until I started reading people like Patricia Allen's work, and I started to resonate when I would read about feminine energy and it resonated with me. I started to realize, okay, that's my identity. This is my survival mechanism. And I can have masculine energy in the workforce, but still want the feminine, masculine, be the feminine
relationship.
In a relationship.
Gotcha.
It's very important to find out. But you can be a woman that wants to be the provider, that wants to be the protector, that wants to be the decision maker. And in that case, if you understand yourself, then you're going to know the partner to pick. So if you're a masculine energy woman, you're going to want to pick a more feminine energy man. And that doesn't mean feminine.
Right.
That means that he's going to be the one that is going to want to build the build the home, make the home a home, bring the fun to the home, be the more sensual one, be the
nurturer.
And she's going to be the one that is going to be the decision maker, the leader, the more protective. And there's and Patricia brings light to that and basically says there's just nothing wrong with it. You just have to know who you are. And so this can apply to any relationship constellation.
Of course. Yes.
Any kind. It's not just it doesn't just apply to
men and women.
Yes. To men and women.
So are you saying that if you have you've got a partnership,
mm-hmm.
doesn't have to be, you know, it's your partner. Do you have to have opposite energies for it to work? What if you take two masculine energies or two feminine energies and try and make a relationship work?
That I have seen a number of times, and it never seems to mesh because they're spending their time trying to figure out who's going to fill the other role.
Typically, she says, Patricia Allen says, that creates a lack of chemistry. And so then you end up with couples that are more business partners.
Okay.
If you've ever been with couples like your business partners, there's no romance.
Bill and Hillary, right?
The what?
Bill and Hillary kind of thing. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton.
Maybe.
They're both kind of masculine is all I'm saying.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
So with your energy, it's important to know what energy that you're wanting. So I'll give you an example that she says in the book. So this one gal, I'll just make up names. One gal named Susan, she walks into a bar. There's a gentleman, Bill. We'll just call him Bill. He's sitting at the bar. And Susan likes him. And she sees him, and she walks up to him. So she walks up to him. She makes the first move. She talks to him and initiates the conversation. So she's initiating. So there's no chase in that for him. He doesn't have to do any work to get her attention. And so then later maybe she initiates them having the sexual connection. In that relationship, she has started that relationship with the masculine position.
Got it.
And Patricia Allen says that however you start that relationship, that's
your role.
How you catch him is how you keep him. And so if the man goes for that, one or two things are happening. He's a feminine energy man and doesn't mind the woman coming up in making the first move. He's not interested as much in the chase as he is in the connection, which is feminine, the connection. And, or he's figuring that, hey, he's figuring that she knows who she is. She knows what she's doing. Yeah, I'll have sex with her, but we'll never get to I do because he's just like, hey, all right, she knows who she is. So at the point when she flips the script and she wants him to cherish her for her feelings and she wants him to cherish her as a woman, he's like, where's this coming from?
Right.
You know, where is this coming from? Who are you? This isn't who you presented. You know, I've never had to nurture you or take care of you. You've been the giver. You've been the decision maker. You've been the masculine energy. He's never going to get to I do with her because that's not what he's looking for, but he's going to trust her at how she approached him and like, okay, this is just a, this is, we're, what do they call it? Well, friends with benefits, but there's another word for it, something buddies.
Oh, yeah, that buddies.
But something buddies.
I think ducks is what, yeah.
So would you say that you're finding that happens more in this generation and the generation before than it did back in the good old days with our mom and dad? Because the women...
I was going to comment
on
that. Actually,
that's a good question.
Because the dynamics of women today have changed so much that they've taken the femininity away and the grace away from being a woman.
Yeah.
They really have, a lot of them. It's a popular thing.
I just want to speak to that from personal experience, is that I have shared this information in one way or another with multiple couples. I meet with couples and share this concept. No matter how old they are or how young they are, you can see the light go off. You can see the aha in them. It resonates with them on some level with who they are. And I have worked with couples where the woman was, she worked, She was the breadwinner. She was the decision maker. She was definitely, I would say, the masculine energy. He stayed home. He cooked. He cleaned the house. He did the sewing. They were so happy because they figured out their energy types and met each other. And that relationship worked. So, you know, I've heard some people say, "Oh, it would never work if you're not a man, if you're not a man stepping into your masculinity, it'll never work." I've seen it work. I've seen it with couples.
I don't agree with that.
And
for sure,
sometimes when I share this information, people will say, "That's not me," and well, it's okay. I always talk about there's a spectrum.
Right.
There's always exceptions.
I think you talking about the woman. I think it's. It's cool for women now to be the bold one, to initiate the kiss, to walk in the bar and strike up the conversation. But I think further than that, what you said was, but in the end, when you play it all the way through, women are still women. They still want to be loved. They want to be cherished, most of them. So they'll make the first move and use the masculine energy to get the guy, but then they want to flip and now they want to be the real deal, the girl.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be the feminine. Mm-hmm. And that's confusing for a guy.
Yeah. And we'll talk more about that when we get back from the break.
Okay.
All right. Be right back.
When it comes to dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And welcome back to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle, and we are here with my special co-host, and a special guest just arrived.
Well, this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle Show. We have Lenny back with us, our co-host with the most, Coco Lenny Matthews. And
evening.
We have a special guest that just popped in the door.
Radio royalty just walked in
the boss
door.
Himself, Carl Bosch.
Well, you know, when I'm listening to y'all, I just thought, what a good show that was.
Thank you.
Well, it's not even over.
It's not over yet.
Oh, I know. And I know.
Thanks for inviting me to sit down.
You're going to weigh in a lot on this one.
Oh, well, probably not.
No, you better.
Well, maybe Linda's out of town. I might just do that.
Oh! Is she listening?
She's streaming.
Just remember, there's evidence, Carl.
That's right.
There's
evidence. We have archives.
Archives.
Archives, that's right. Be nice. Okay, so back to where I was introducing, our phone number here, 530-605-4567. We'd like to hear from you. We'd like to hear your thoughts. If you don't want to talk to us, you can text L at
707-499-8999.
Much better, you guys. And Tyler, behind the glass there, is going to... Our producer is going to tell us about our sponsor real quick.
Absolutely. K&S Staffing Solutions is the source of your workforce with offices in Northern California and here in Redding, in Reno, Nevada, Inland Northwest, and Emerald Coast, Florida. They are the source for your workforce, and they take pride in providing employees and employers with the right match. They don't just set you up anywhere. They take your experience and your knowledge and your know-how and make sure you find the right employer. Give them a call tomorrow morning at 530-605-4517. K&S Staffing Solutions are the source of your workforce, and thank you for sponsoring our program.
Thank you,
We
Tyler.
Love them.
Thank you.
All right, Elle. So, yeah. Before the break, we were talking about...
Yes, we were getting into masculine and feminine energy in relationships and what that looks like, according to Patricia Allen and the work that she does, which I have found absolutely fascinating. So we're diving back into it. And Lenny, you had a good question. I know we got a little bit sidetracked. Carl came in the studio. He was listening and decided to join us. What do you have to say about all this?
Well, you know, I found what you said so interesting, how, especially today, I mean, I'm older than you all. Well,
not
everybody. But the thing is I remember when I was growing up, I mean, there was a courtship, and there was certain rules you followed, unwritten rules in most cases. And those things have changed over the years.
Absolutely.
I want to hear about it. I want to hear about the courtship and the unwritten rules. Can you share some of that?
Well, yeah. When I was in my, late teens, early 20s, mid-20s, you had to pursue. And I'm not talking a full-out flight pursuit, but it was a pursuit. And there were certain things that, things took time. Things took time.
There you go.
And you had a chance. And I'll just tell you, when as things have changed, Linda and my relationship grew because we wrote to each other for 6 or 7 months because I was still deployed to Iraq. And we got to know each other through that. Mm. I fell in love with her through her words and what she wrote. Today, you couldn't text because I didn't have a phone.
Right.
But today, everything is compressed so quickly. And what you said makes so much sense. You know, if a woman presents herself in this way, guys think, well, that's the way she is. Mm-hmm. There's an old saying is that when a man marries a woman, he expects her never to change. And when a woman marries a man, she expects him to change.
Oh, that's true.
An old saying. Yeah. I thoroughly understood what you were saying. And then when things start to change, it's like, wait a minute.
Who are you?
You don't have that time. You don't have that 7 months where you don't even touch each
that's
other.
That's a whole other radio show, that right behind.
See, and that's said, the and key.
That would
that's
be
it.
That's another radio.
We it's had 7 months, and we would ask questions to each other, and. Because I had never even held her hand when we started writing. We had met at an awards banquet, and I literally just met her, took a picture of her, along with a lot of other people that were there, sent it to producer 3 weeks later and said, do you know who this is? Do you think she'd like to write to me, to a Marine? Hmm. And he forwarded it to her, and she sent me an email.
And so for a woman, that pursuit is it means a lot that you would pursue her would mean a lot. And you're in the masculine role. You did the pursuing. She got to show up feminine, receive your pursuit, and then give back.
Yeah. And we could ask questions to each other because we didn't have, there wasn't any physical contact in this. We could ask each other questions. And if one was a deal killer or two or three were deal killers, we hadn't lost anything except time we had spent writing to each other, but we found that none of those were there.
So you fell in love.
I love your story.
I'm sorry?
You fell in love instead of immediate infatuation.
I would have married her as I walked down the stairs off that airplane if she would have had me, but she didn't. She said, you know, we got to kind of, you know, get to know each other. You know.
But good idea.
Yeah. I mean, it's what if you didn't smell good?
I remember her telling me that.
Remember telling you that?
Yes. She's like,
what if you just smelled different? Yeah. Well,
that's a big deal to her.
Anyway, but see, and there is the difference that when we were younger, we had that time. That wasn't had to be, that 6 or 7 or 8 month courtship wasn't compressed down to 3 weeks.
And
yeah,
speaking from a man of this generation, I can tell you that you're exactly right. They expect it's almost like the first date. You have to wow them. You have to get everything that you would do in that 7 month period down in the space of 1 hour, in a space of the text that you're sending. You have to present a perfect version of yourself, at least as a man, and the men I know. And it almost becomes impossible because you really can't showcase everything you are and everything about yourself in the space of a coffee date or a dinner date, you know?
Well, the communication is different now. I mean, it's instant, whereas back in the day, it took forever to
talk to each other. It was. You wrote letters or, you know, you occasionally made phone calls.
That's an investment, not skin in the game.
Skin in the game. You got it. And I don't know if but I'm just starting to see. I just saw an article today that said the you know, people that are older are splitting up now. So you know, and I know a couple of cases of that. I don't know if you have. I mean, they've been married 30, 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, so there's something in there too.
No, I have a friend.
That's another show.
I have a friend that's been married 34 years, I just got divorced too. Yeah.
Well, is it my age, or is it? Because I've carried this with me all my life as a woman. I want to be courted. That, to me, is... I want to feel the butterflies. I want to wait for the phone call.
Yeah.
I want him to show up and see me in a pretty dress and give me a compliment and wear a dress. I want that. And either the guys don't get it, or it's not popular anymore. But that, I think deep inside, the way women are made, we all would love that feeling if some of the younger generation would even know what that is. You can't miss what you've never had.
Yeah,
right.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do want to speak to that, Lenny, because we hit on it earlier, where if you're a woman that's been in crisis or divorced or, you know, trauma-based and you have a lot of anxiety or fear, because you're in survival mode, that is when masculine energy shows up in a woman. I got to take control. I've got to be the provider. I've got to be the protector. I've got to do it all. And so we're in that masculine energy, not realizing that if we're using that masculine energy that we're living in, which is provider, protector, showing up, decision maker, not that feminine can't make decisions, but it's that basic masculine energy. And we go into the dating world carrying that same energy into it, then what you end up attracting unwittingly is feminine energy men. And the feminine energy man is really not going to end up being a balance for you. That you're going to attract
somebody.
I want the
old-fashioned guy.
It ends up attracting somebody that's expecting you to take care of them.
Yes.
Expecting you to be the provider. Expecting you, as you're showing up.
Yes.
But it's not satisfying to you. Mm-mm. Because that identification of what you're really wanting or what your true energy is, you haven't gone through that process of figuring out, what is it that I really want?
Right.
What is it? And she talks about how important it is. And if you guys, I mean, if anybody out there wants to take the test to find out what your energy is, the book Getting You has a test in there to help guide you through, what am I? Am I masculine energy? Am I feminine energy?
I don't know. It's really important.
I think it is, too.
I didn't realize it till the show, really.
Yeah.
Super important.
We get confused by it.
Absolutely.
And knowing what you are, then you can then begin to perceive what it is that you're wanting. And then she talks about how to do that. So we will go back into this after the break.
All right.
Get back.
You say,
hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
We are the same. Good evening, and welcome back to the Ask Gail Show. This is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Gail Show. We have with us Lenny Matthews, our co-host with the most.
Good evening.
Welcome back. She wasn't here the last couple of weeks. And we have our special guest, Carl Bott, with us.
Well, I was listening to the show, and I just, I'm going to stop by.
Well, we appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Love
having you here.
Thank you.
Our phone number here, folks, if you'd like to call in, we'd like to hear from you, 530-605-4567. Or you can text L at
707-499-8999.
Thank you. That was
speaking
you.
Speaking of, thank you. 49.
Oh, you know, I forgot. Also, you can message us on Messenger if you like. Ask L, Lenny Matthews, Ron Wim. Okay, so,
we have a
Tyler.
Caller. Our sponsor.
Let's talk about K&S Staffing Solutions just momentarily. K&S Staffing Solutions is the source of your workforce with offices in Redding, California, as well as Reno, Nevada, and on the East Coast in Indiana and in Florida. And they take pride in providing the services you need to match employees and employers. Give them a call tomorrow morning at 530-605-4517. K&S Staffing Solutions, thanks for sponsoring our program.
Yes, thank you. And, I think we have a caller.
We have a caller, Michael.
Our favorite caller.
Hello, Michael.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
How are you guys?
We're good. Thank you for calling. And I just have to announce that Michael is my nephew who lives in Ohio and is a loyal listener, regular caller.
We appreciate you.
He wishes. Michael, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, after listening to the show, which has been quite actually very informative, I always assumed that I was just the feminine energy because I'm a very feminine person. If you know me, you know me. But after listening to you guys, I think I'm a mix of the two because I like to be the decision maker. I like to be in charge. Mm-hmm. But I also want someone to cherish me and love me and pursue me.
Interesting.
So I'm like 50-50.
Well, you know, I was just asking earlier if you could do that. If you have men and women with both, then Elle said yes.
Yeah, and my fiance is, I think, a little bit the same way. So it's we meet each other perfectly in the middle.
Interesting. So in a situation like this, typically you have someone that is the giver, the greater of the giver, and then the other person is the one that gives back. So masculine energy is the giving energy, and then feminine energy gives back, but typically gives back
not as much, gives back, is a response to the giving. So if your relationship, if you have one that is the greater giver than the other and the other one is giving back, that can be an indication as well. But yeah, I know you. I know you. So I got, you know, I've known you since you came out of the gate.
Very
so
true.
I get it.
But I definitely love to make him feel loved and appreciated, and he's the same way for me. So I think we do balance each other out, but mm-hmm. I do think he is a little more of the giving type than I am.
Interesting.
For sure.
Very interesting, Michael. I appreciate you calling in and just sharing your experience and your input on this.
Thanks for calling, Michael.
Okay. All right. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
How old is Michael? Sorry. Didn't mean to put you on the spot there.
See, he was born in 90, I think.
Okay, so he's my age. So he's probably experiencing a lot of the same kind of situation I am.
Okay, so we were talking about some stuff during the break. We were going to bring it up during the show, which was...
Carl brought it up.
Yes.
Well, that many women are very accomplished. They're mm-hmm. professionals. They own their own homes, their own cars. They're single. They've taken on that masculine energy because they have to. And a man, when he meets this, it takes a certain kind of man. He's got to be really confident in himself, which you said.
Yes.
Is that he can accept that and not be threatened by it.
Exactly.
Because the woman, once the relationship is going, would like to step back to have that feminine side come out, because now she's got somebody that's strong as she is, but then she can relax now. But it's, you know.
And Carl, relax is the key word, because, and that's exactly the feeling I'm looking for. I want to finally be able to fall back and trust that someone's going to catch me, not let me fall, and take care of me. I want to feel that. And I love the fact that he brought up the man has to be confident enough in himself where I am not intimidating to him, and I can finally let everything go and say, here's your pants. I don't want them anymore. I want you to take care of me, because really that's what I want.
Trust was the operative word there, I think.
There's a lot in that.
Absolutely. Yeah. It starts with the woman trusting that the man will provide and they won't let them down. And that takes a lot, like you were saying, Carl, that takes a long time to work that out between two people, I think.
Well,
trust.
You both have to, and this is where you really have to be honest. Because if you're not honest, and it's a facade.
Yes,
that's
there,
it.
And
that's it.
So many times we see facades of people. And
hard to get down to.
Yeah, and it takes time before all of a sudden, you know, I mean, then you realize, well, gosh, this is real.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't think a woman has to give up her strength at all. I think that she can, you know, kind of take a step back on certain things. But the man's attracted to you for your strength.
In the first place.
In the first
place.
Listen,
a masculine man is not wanting a yes person.
No.
A masculine man is actually wanting a woman that can, according to Patricia Allen, that can say no to him.
Mm.
But the masculine energy is looking for what you're primarily wanting if you're in masculine energy is you're wanting respect for your thoughts. What you think, you want respect for that. Feminine energy is what you feel you want cherished. So the masculine energy is going to cherish the feelings of the other person. The feminine energy is going to respect the thoughts. And that's where appreciation comes in for men. You were talking about, the equality, a woman doesn't have to give up her career, and there can be equality in finances and equality in position. And you and Linda have that. But it's about the masculine energy is giving and has the need to feel needed.
Absolutely, and, if, and that's key.
If the masculine energy doesn't feel needed, there's no win in it for him. And, you know, I'm going to just say it. I've said it before, men play to win. And so if there's no winning in it, he's going to lose the sense of being able to have success in this relationship. And knowing he can have success in the relationship means everything, because failure, men don't like failure.
Failure hurts.
Failure hurts men. And if the relationship has failed, that's a personal hard hit to men. But
if they don't feel needed, that's huge, because if I come across too strong, they get the idea that she doesn't need me. Look at everything she's done and that she has. She really doesn't need me.
Yeah.
And yet I do. Yes, I do need you.
Yeah.
So for other stuff.
Right. We need, that meat suit, I said it last week, that meat suit is made for protecting and providing.
Right.
They wear that. They want to be protector and provider. If they're masculine men, again, there's always exceptions. And we want that protection. We want that provision. And then what's involved in that is, in that process, they have a plan. And they're looking at you as being part of that plan, bringing you into that plan. And look what we can do together. They're looking at you as, we can build together. You're part of that plan, and the trust is in knowing, okay, he's got a plan. I'm going to trust him that he's got a plan for us, and that trusting him is respecting his thought process and respecting what he's wanting to create and make and build and develop for you as a couple, and that feminine energy just catapults him to be a better version of himself. And then as the woman is able to step into that place of trust and share her feelings, she wants to be able to share her feelings without being discounted or made mm-hmm. to feel she's crazy. She wants to feel like it's safe for me to share my feelings. Mm-hmm. And as I'm sharing my feelings, you're wrapping up and saying it's okay. So the difference between man and a woman, or masculine and feminine, to the man, you would say, you've got this. You believe in his plan. You support him. That's where the need is. And you've got this. I believe in you. And for the woman, the saying is, the man needs to say to her, I've got you.
Exactly.
I've got you.
Exactly.
I've got you. I'm going to be strong for you. I'm going to wrap around you. I'm going to keep you safe. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to provide for you. And that feminine energy then receives that protection. And a masculine man, needs that woman to receive his gifts. Now, she can give back, but don't outgive him. So
right.
she writes about the couple that come to counseling, and the gentleman says, if I take her to dinner, she calls me and invites me to 3 dinners. If I give her a card, she gives me an outlandish present, and then wonders why he never gets to propose to her, because uh-huh. she's out giving him. So mm-hmm. she's out masculine.
Right.
Masculine. So she needs to receive, which is, he takes her to dinner. Maybe she says, hey, let's grab coffee. By comparison, she's giving back, but she's not out giving him.
That's
right.
Huge.
Right.
That's huge.
Okay.
So
yay. Thank you for that.
I got a question.
Yeah.
If you can figure out what you're looking for, that's pretty much going to help you figure out what your energy is.
It's going to help you point.
You know how I am. I simplify. And to me, that's basically what it is. And I know.
That's the whole point of the book.
I know what I want.
Yeah.
So I hope to God I'm the opposite of that.
Yeah. And if you're not, then her writings will help guide you into what that looks like in trying on something different.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Right.
What do you think, Carl?
I think that the man who may be is masculine and gives, I agree with everything you're saying, but it's also that relationship that's going to push him to that next level.
Elevates him. He becomes the best version of himself.
And you said that a little bit earlier, but I think that's it. The strengths of both of the man and the woman are going to make them both better people and stronger people.
And that's the ultimate perfect thing. Yeah. That's a beautiful thing.
Getting to I Do by Patricia Allen.
Well,
thanks for tuning in.
Wrap it up here. And thanks for coming in. And
see you next week.
See you next week.
Hear you next
week.
Thank you, Carl.